Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. I continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Don Boudreau, back on the show. Don is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. He's professor of economics at George Mason University. He's the author of Globalization, and one of our good friends, Don Boudreau. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Don, recently you published an article in, I'm trying to remember which, the magazine.
President and CEOs.
Yeah, that's it. And about some of the truths and some of the myths about manufacturing. Now, one of the things I think we can stipulate is that there are fewer manufacturing jobs in America, and that's what's creating all of the buzz and all the hand wringing about manufacturing in America, isn't it?
Yeah. The both the absolute number of jobs and the relative number of jobs in manufacturing have fallen, as measured by ordinary statistics, fallen since the mid 1970s.
Right, and that's real, and it's it's coincided with, but there are multiple reasons for that, but the dramatic reason that has gotten everybody so excited has been the advent, and I shouldn't say the advent, it's been going on for thousands of years, but the significant increase in globalization
and productivity as well.
Right, which is part of globalization.
Absolutely, and people forget that. When you globalize a supply chain, you make that supply chain more productive. Yeah.
So all that you got NAFTA and all that. It was and what people kind of get confused about is, and I think this is something that just must be pointed out. Americans think that this is like some kind of a communist plot against America, and I've heard so many people say we should go to Mexico and bring those jobs back here. Those jobs that left here in 95 or 96.
Yeah.
And what they don't realize is if you can go to Mexico, but those jobs aren't there anymore. They've moved somewhere else.
Well, and to the extent that they are there, most Americans don't want those jobs. These are low-paying jobs fairly dull by American standards, fairly dangerous by American standards. Americans don't want those jobs. And on that issue, Jim, as you know, contrary to what people predicted when NAFTA went into effect in 1994, is not that Western countries, including America, started investing more in Mexico. Mexicans started investing more in America.
Right.
And so, if anything, jobs came here.
Well, and let's don't forget that they're our number two trading partner.
After Canada. That's right.
Here, that's right. Don, we took a poll about a month or so ago of our online audience and our newsletter audience, and anybody who was on our website who wanted to answer. We said, are you worried that America has lost too many manufacturing jobs over the last 20 years? I just wanted to see what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
25% said no, the 21st century economy naturally has fewer manufacturing jobs, one-fourth. All the rest said yes, and we should do something to bring those jobs back to the U.S. 3 out of 4 people, and my audience, they're pretty savvy folks. They're business owners, and they're not dummies. But 3 out of 4 of my audience—I was surprised. 3 out of 4 of my audience, my online audience, said, "Bring those jobs back." Now that's pretty shocking. I'm
distressed by that, but I'm not surprised because the mainstream media, Jim, as you know, they repeat this fact that manufacturing jobs are somehow better than other jobs, and that we're losing them because of some problem in our economy. This fact is repeated again and again as if it's established truth, as if it has the same kind of truth standing as, the moon rotates around the earth and, water is wet. And it doesn't. But when people hear that, I think it's natural for most people to say, you know, no one seems to challenge it. Very few people seem to challenge it, so they accept it.
Well, one of the things that you use in your article is the term you call inflation-adjusted value of U.S. manufacturing. Now, based on that equation, on that calculus, manufacturing is up in America, but that doesn't make us feel better, does it?
No, because of what you pointed out a moment ago, because people focus on the number of manufacturing jobs.
Right.
But of course, the same was true in the 19th century and early 20th century with regard to agriculture.
Don, we need to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion, but one of the things that we're going to talk about is some facts that you're very close to, my friends. You're very much a part of these facts, and I think it will give you a little different attitude about all those manufacturing jobs and all those mean people who took those manufacturing jobs away from us. I think you're going to get a little different way of looking at it after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we'll be right back with Dr. Don Boudreau.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.